Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. This is, well, it's Ask Roland or Talk to Roland. I think you're going to enjoy this program. A very, very special program, ladies and gentlemen. Not a typical program that you're going to hear on the radio. You know, I love radio. I always have. Ever since I was a kid, I love radio. There's something special about radio. It's much better for us to be listening to the radio than it is to be watching television or watching DVDs or like that. I'm not opposed to a little television or a little watching a little bit of video on on YouTube or something. I'm not opposed to it. It does have its educational value, but radio is a very special medium because it's more intimate, it's personal, and you get to use your imagination. It's similar to reading. Reading is much better than watching television or watching a movie, because when you read, you get to use your imagination. And it's an active thing. You read, it's active. Using your imagination is active, whereas sitting in front of the television is hypnotic and passive. Now, radio seems, on the surface, it's somewhat passive, in that it's easy to listen. Very easy to listen, doesn't involve any effort. And yet it does exercise our imagination and our thinking. So radio is a wonderful thing. But the problem is that so much of what you, of the entertainment nowadays is sheer foolishness. I marvel when I watch, when I listen, for example, to sports talk. Here you have grown men, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50-year-old men spending their time talking about silly things, silliness, talking about silly little games with men playing with silly little balls and silly little gossip about what one person said or what one coach said or what some player said to another player. It's absolute foolishness. It's absolute silliness. Sports has its place, of course. A little bit of recreation is good for us, but not just sitting around watching, but participating. You know, if you play horseshoes, or ride a bike, or go swimming, or go for a walk, or go for a jog, or play a little golf, or a little basketball yourself for recreation, that's a nice thing. But for grown men, you know, with all the issues in the world, when you look at the world, I was listening today to a program, and something like only 60-some-odd% of the students in the New York City school system graduate. Can you believe that? In other words, almost a third don't even graduate. They don't even finish school. And then when you look and you see all of the horrendous problems that people have, all of the abortions and the drugs and the addictions, and the family breakups, the divorces, the violence, the bullying. And if you look at the world, if you look at the economy and all the things that are happening, all of these important issues, and there's a need for physicists and mathematicians and engineers and scientists and for explorers, men who build businesses and invent things, you know, new cures for illnesses and new things to help people. And yet you have these men sitting around like silly little gossiping people talking about foolishness on the sports talk. Anyway, I shall be right back after this important announcement.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Where are the men? Do you remember a long time ago there was a television series, a Disney series called Zorro? I'm sure they've remade it several times, and each one is undoubtedly progressively worse than the one before. But the original Zorro on television, the Disney series with Guy, oh, what was his name? Guy something or other. It was excellent because it showed a man who was a man who helped people, and when he had a keen sense of justice, and when he saw injustice, he did something about it. And he was a decent man, a noble man. He dressed like a man and talked like a man and walked like a man and acted like a man, and he had manners like a man. Ah, how beautiful that show was. But ladies and gentlemen, what we need is we need men to be men. And you know, a lot of men are men. All you have to do is just stop spending time watching and listening to the silly stuff that the media and the entertainment puts out for you, and focus on important things. That's what you need to do. Now, I want to talk about pain. Pain is a very big problem nowadays for a lot of people. There are many reasons for pain. You have a lot of people coming back from the theater of war who have pain. And you have many people that, for whatever reason, have back pain, or they have wrist pain, shoulder pain, elbow pain. People have headaches. People have a lot of pain. And the problem with pain is that it gets your there's kind of a double whammy, because pain is not the easiest thing to deal with by any stretch of the imagination. And it not only does it tend to override, you know, and come to the forefront and capture your attention, but then we tend to resent it. We tend to resent it. And we struggle with it, and then we resent the pain, we resent our body, we resent the treatments that we're getting, we resent, we just become angry and resentful toward it, and that doesn't help. It doesn't help. The body is very good at, with the help of the good doctor, is quite good at repairing itself. But if you sit around and you're angry and you're worried and you're resentful, and see, that sort of thing, it just breeds negativity. So it gets your attention, and then you resent it, and then not only do you resent it, but the resentment makes it worse, see, and the resentment makes it harder to deal with. So it becomes a vicious circle, vicious cycle. So there has to be a way to. So what I wanted to say was that over the years, I have I've spent a lot of years studying stress and studying meditation, and I've developed some meditations. I have a very nice, very nice meditation that I've had for over 20 years. Just a basic it's like a mindfulness meditation, or Christian mindfulness meditation, if you like, a spiritual mindfulness meditation. It's very helpful. And in fact, it'll help you. It's a complementary meditation. It's not to replace anything that you're doing now. But it's to complement or to be an adjunct to whatever you're doing now, if you like to try. Some people like to try a different little meditation or a little prayer or a little positive thinking or a little calming music, you know. And so that's what this is. You know, people go to the hospital and they receive, medical care from the good doctors and nurses. But they also have a chaplain that comes by to see if they want a little spiritual caregiving. Well, the meditation is like that. It's an assist. It's an add-on. It's a little something extra. You know what I mean? It's like icing on the cake. So I have a very nice 4-part meditation. You can do the first part of it. The first part free, incidentally. You can read about it and listen to the first part free. Try the first part, see how you like it. And it's at commonsensecounseling.org. www.commonsensecounseling.org. Or, of course, you can always go to talktoapastor.org. And you'll see a tab there that says meditation. Then I went ahead and made another meditation for anger management. A lot of people are angry. They have anger issues. They need help with anger. And I have a special meditation to help people get centered, calm down, and deal with, cope with their negative emotions, especially anger. I also have a special meditation for stress and PTSD. All the meditations are very similar. They're mindfulness meditations, Christian mindfulness meditations. They help you get centered, calm down, help you get out of thinking. See, a lot of times you get lost between your ears. You get lost in worries, doubts, and fears. And your imagination plays tricks on you. You spend all your time worrying and planning and scheming and thinking about the past and resenting what happened. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to tell you. You know. But it helps you get out of thinking. You can become the observer of thoughts instead of being lost in thought. It helps you get out of negative emotions. It helps you become centered and calm down. All the meditations do that, all my meditations. But each one, for each particular topic, I have some extra lecture, and tips on coping with that particular issue. So, like I said, I have a special meditation for anger management, and I have a special one for PTSD and stress. Now I've made a new one, a meditation for pain management. Brand new meditation for pain management. And I would like for you to visit talktoapastor.org, read the little article there, and perhaps give it a try. I shall be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland, and I'm your host. I've been around for 22 years. And I know a lot about helping people calm down and get centered, and helping you deal with some of your issues. See, they all tend to... See, when good things happen, you know when good things happen and other good things happen? It's like a snowballing effect or a synergistic effect, see, in a positive way. Well, you, as you well know, one negative thing leads to another negative thing. So if you have an issue with stress and you become angry and resentful, then before long, for whatever reason, you have a pain issue and then you resent that. So there you are, you're stressed out, and you're angry, and you're resentful, and you're in pain, and before you know it, you get into an argument with your wife or with your kids, see, and then you have a relationship issue, and you resent that, and then you go get some, and you go get drunk or something, and then that causes problems, see. You get pulled over for drunk driving, and or being impaired, and then you got huge fees and fines and what have you, and then that's a problem. And then you get into another argument with your wife again over that, see, and then you see how one thing leads to another. So, you know, within a short amount of time, a person can get themselves into a mighty big pickle. With all of these different things, all of them dovetailing into the others, and the bottom line is, there you are, resentful. See? Now, any of you who have listened to me over the years know that there's one thing that I always talk about as being bad, and that is resentment. I have to keep saying how bad resentment is, and I have to keep telling you to let go of it. There are just so many bad things about resentment. But for some reason, we think we have a right to resent. And so we do, and then it doesn't help. All it does is harm. So I would like to make you aware of that fact. Now, I've told you about my new meditations, especially a new one for pain management. Now, I'm in the process of getting it up on my websites in various places and so forth. But in the meantime, you certainly can look for it. If you can't find it, just send me an email. Go to talktoapastor.org. Send me an email. Say you want to know about it or something, or get it or order it or find out more about it. And you certainly should check out my other meditations, because when you get one of my meditations, not only do you get the meditation, but you get a couple of free ebooks along with it. A beautiful, beautiful ebook called Becoming a Friend of God, which is on Amazon, incidentally, in paperback and also in Kindle. And another book called Conquering Stress and Its Symptoms. You really ought to have those two books. You should have one of my meditations, I don't care which one, and you should have those books. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting. You know, where you type a question and answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. My name is Roland and her host. Now I've told you about my meditations. I've told you about the new meditation that I have for pain management. I told you about the meditation I have for PTSD and stress, and the meditation for anger management. And I've taught some of my books. Oh yes, my books are so wonderful. Now, one of the things that I love to do is to get up early in the morning and go to a coffee shop somewhere and sit quietly and read and write. I just love to do that. Now, I know you can take your iPad or your Kindle or your computer, but there's also something nice about having a book in your hand, a nice book. So may I recommend that you get, go to talktoapastor.org, or better yet, go to commonsensecounseling.org. That's our 24/7 self-help resource center. Yeah, that's what you should do. Go to www.commonsensecounseling.org. That's our 24/7 self-help resource center. And see what books are available there. A lot of them I have are available at Amazon, where you can get a book you can actually hold in your hands, or you can get it in Kindle, or for a donation of any amount. See, if you don't have a lot of money, you can make a small donation in a couple of bucks, if that's all you've got, a couple of dollars donation, and then I'll send you the ebook in PDF form attached to an email. You can have the book and read it. You really ought to get my books and my meditations. Now, I also have another new book. I just put it up on Amazon, a fabulous book called A Guide to True Peace Revisited. A Guide to True Peace came out in the early 1800s. It's now in the public domain. It's the writings of Madame Jeanne Guyon, François Fénelon, he was a bishop, you know, a cardinal actually, and Michael Molinos, three mystical spiritual writers. And I have republished and edited the book. It's beautiful. I'll be right back. This is Roland. It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal. We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience. Helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years, but in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so. Your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others
by sponsoring this program and keeping it on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. It's such a beautiful book. It's a beautiful gift book with wonderful, wonderful mystical spiritual writing in it. It's so beautiful. It's only $6.95, I think. You can take it with you in your backpack, purse, or in your pocket. Look at it, read it, have it with you. It's just beautiful. It's on Amazon. And you go to talktoapastor.org and you'll find the link there, or you can go to Amazon. A Guide to True Peace Revisited, edited by yours truly, Roland Trujillo. Look, I've given you so many resources, so please take advantage, okay? My name's Roland. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.